Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I still think he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So,
look at this. Are you kidding me? He is back.
I feel like we're going to play that cut so much that it's going to start skipping.
Bostradamus.
Yeah. We're just going to play it over and over. It's Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan as well. And we're going to get to the life of Squid shortly, but over the weekend, of course, Ronald Acuña Jr. made his grand return with a first pitch home run with his first at-bat. Such a moment, but unfortunately, Braves did lose the series to the Padres. Kind of a lackluster weekend.
Sleepy.
Felt just sleepy. Bats were not awake, except for Saturday.
Yeah.
Except for Saturday. But Braves are gearing up for a big series in Philadelphia tonight. Spencer Strider on the mound. Pretty good team in Philadelphia right now. Phillies are 34-19, so there's a lot of pressure to win this series.
Yeah, hottest team in baseball. I believe it's 9 in a row at this point for Philly, and it seems like they're kind of running away with the Eastern Division. And like you said, tonight you get Spencer Strider against Ranger Suarez. You'll see Zach Wheeler match up with A.J. Smith-Shawver tomorrow night, and then Chris Sale against Chris Sanchez on Thursday. I also think, what TV channel are we talking about? Are we talking about TBS tonight? Is TBS tonight a TBS game? There's a little bit of nostalgia mixed in with that, with the TBS thing going on. But, yeah, man, any way you slice the series, it's a big deal for the Braves to take at least 2 out of 3 from Philly. You can't get swept, that's for certain, or else you're going to find yourself as the doormat of the NL East. And not really, but and Grant was alluding to this on From the Diamond. I was listening to him. This division's better than I think people expected it to be at this point. And I think if you find yourself slipping, you can't slip too far because you have some meaningful baseball games coming up against some really good opponents.
Well, I just think it's you're already 2 games below out of 500 because of the fact that you started 0-7, and now you've went 4-6 in your last 10. You had gotten to the point where you were, what, 1 or 2 games over 500, and because you go 4-6, you're 2 games back under it. You really couldn't afford one of these stretches at this point in the season after such a bad start. And it's consistency. One day it's the bullpen. One day you can't hit. You know, one day the starting pitching. It's just like, and I know that's part of baseball, but, I mean, they're Senker, somebody, Iglesias, not even using his slider anymore. I mean, because that's like, I think 6 of the 8 home runs or something he's given up have been on that pitch. And some people think he's unplayable, which is, I can't stand, that doesn't make any sense to me. But you just need some consistency, and you had the juice Friday night, and you had the magic. And then you allow an error, a base running error, to just take it all off the board. And a game
brutal.
That it felt like you were destined to win.
Yeah.
And you lose it. And that to me was just rough. And then you turn on top of it, you lose Schwellenbach's start, which you look like you were going to win that as well, but then an error pops up. This team is just making little mistakes that, because they're, A, not 100%, just now getting back to healthy, they're just kind of missing, and yeah, they're not able to overcome, and that's something that we haven't seen in this team in a while.
Don't you just feel like, though, that they're, like, the Braves are waiting on one of their players to just go on a tear? Like, we've had moments from Matt Olson. We've had moments from Austin Riley. We've had moments from Marcel. It just feels like you're waiting on one of those situations for a guy like hit, I don't know, 7 homers in like a 20-game stretch, well, where you're just okay, like, this guy's just tearing the cover off the ball.
Well, I think he just returned.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, but
hopefully.
Hold on. Matt Olson literally has 5 home runs in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
So that doesn't qualify as a tear?
I mean, I guess it does. You correct me if I'm wrong. I don't feel like he did much over the weekend.
Well, he had a homer. Bats.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
He's got more homers than people realize. He's lifting them out of the park, that's for sure.
And
but you know what I mean. One of those stretches where a guy, like, for 2 weeks is hitting, like, 600. And you're like, Jesus.
But I understand, but that's kind of what Matt Olson is doing, is my point. And you're not able to overcome it. You know, Ozzie Albies has an 11-game hitting streak. Doesn't even.
You're the Albies fan. Is he tearing the cover off the ball right now?
Well, let's put it this way. Compared, he's in the last 13 games, I think he's went from 207 batting average to 239. Yeah, when you raise your average 30-something points in this point of the season, yeah, that's pretty much the equivalent of tearing the cover off the ball.
I don't think you and I are using the same equivalency right now.
I think you're underestimating what Matt Olson is saying.
Calm down.
He has been on fire.
He moved his microphone to make this statement.
I didn't do it with my head. I don't know if it counts.
Maybe he is on fire. Maybe I'm not. But when I watch his at-bats, it doesn't strike me as an on-fire guy right now that's just going to carry the team.
I think what's going a little bit weird right now is the pattern with the Braves, because it's typically if they get out in front early, you know how that game is going to go. They're going to win. But that hasn't been happening. And it's usually when they're trailing that they end up losing. But we've been getting out early. So what's been happening there where we're letting everyone kind of tie up and beat us?
Yeah.
Because we're not playing complimentary baseball.
Sir,
I said it.
Big words.
Again, it's you got a 3-2 lead. Schwellenbach is two outs away, or maybe even one out away from a quality start, getting through six innings, three earned or less, and the ball takes a hop and Riley can't field it. And then you get a guy on and then boom, two-run homer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you get, if I'm not mistaken, it was a 1-1 game in the top of the ninth. Iglesias comes in on Friday, gives up a first batter. Home run.
Yeah.
You're not putting game, you're not having complete games as a team. And Eli White, base running error.
Yeah. Like, that's so brutal.
The little things are adding up and you're not doing enough to overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem for this team right now.
Yeah.
We can cry, and let me rephrase that because that's not fair. I'm not trying to think, but we can talk about guys not going on these tears.
He's not. I'm sorry. He's just not.
Well,
you
I'm
can
sorry,
say
but
it all
when you raise 20-something points, I disagree wholeheartedly.
0 for 4 Friday, 1 for 4 Saturday, and 0 for 4 yesterday. That's his tear that he's on
and
right now. Thank God we have him.
All you said was 7 home runs in 20 games. He's done 5 and 12.
I just said he hit, like, to hit 600 over the course of 2 weeks.
Dude,
like, I'm talking about that kind of tear that can carry the team.
At one point, he was 11 for 21 in that tear. 11 for 21.
Okay. But it's
so,
not, that's my point.
That's pretty,
it's
that's
not
pretty,
being, it's not stretching out where you
I mean,
get this 3 week stretch of this guy is just in fuego.
Okay. Ozzie is 13 for his last 37. That's 11 game hitting streak compared to the fact that he was hitting 207 coming into that with his OPS was at 587. Coming
Am
off
I
an
supposed
0
to
for
jump
28.
Through the roof for 11 for 37?
I'm just saying that's pretty good compared. And guys are starting to put it together offensively. You're still missing Profar. Despite what some people believe, he's not being cut. He will play this season.
No, I can't cut him.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't cut him because he's got a four-year deal with $40-something million.
Exactly. My point being is that it feels like you're fledgling along right there at the 500 mark,
mm-hmm.
and you have 5 for 5. And then you're 4 for 6 in your last 10 or 6 for 4 in your last 10. It just feels like they're waiting for somebody, Ronald Acuña Jr.,
yep.
to carry the torch. And just like Marcelo Osuna did through multiple months a year ago where it was like he's the only guy, but yet he continued to stay hot. They're still waiting for that guy
and,
right
and
now.
And guess what? You did that because you were playing sound defense and you had solid pitching. You're again, I come back to the fact that it's great that one guy can go on a tear, but if you're committing errors or your pitchers, your bullpen pitchers in high leverage situations are not pitching their way out of them, they're giving up runs. It doesn't matter who goes 19 of 35 with 8 home runs.
Now we're talking.
It doesn't matter.
Now we're talking.
That's my whole point about this is Olsen has had a pretty good stretch, and you're still losing games because you're still losing these games because you're not doing the things you need to do. You're not playing solid defense. You're not running the bases soundly. You're not having pitchers in the bullpen come out in high leverage situations and do their job. None of that is being put together. Therefore, it doesn't matter who goes red hot. I was in a good mood today. Not even your stupid, terrible list got me angry, but then you found a way to get to me at the very end of the show.
I still feel exactly how I felt 5 minutes ago. Nothing. You score runs, and you can overlook a bad inning from your setup,
you're
going
to have to win games 2-1 in this league.
300 and what, 7 home runs
a
couple years ago?
You're going to have to win games 3-2 in this league, and if you can't play sound defense and pitch your way out of bad situations, you're not going to win games.
If you can't score more than 2 runs, it's also not going
to
matter how good
your defense
is. You have to
win games 2-1 in this league. You just have to. You have to figure out how to do it, okay? Or 3-2.
Yeah, you do it by hitting home runs and getting out of the plate.
Stop means stop, Eli, not turn around. Baron Burton's WSauce. Go to the WSauce.com. Use the code SQUID. That's SQUID, Allie, for 15% off your order today. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Owlin Lager. Okay. I became an adult this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Because I stayed at home and I did things I needed to do by cleaning out my garage for the extent of taking don't patronize me. Taking these clothes of the Goodwill that have been sitting there since I don't know February. And when we cleaned out closets from Melrose's arrival. All these things. And then my grass is not right. Okay? It's not. I got some bare spots. It's the worst my yard.
Rotten?
I said it's not right.
Oh, okay.
It's the worst it's looked in the 6 years I've lived there. And then I think the problem showed its ugly face.
Uh-oh.
I think it's fungus. I think I got fungi in my grass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you need me to send the dirty garage
wasn't the problem.
Do you need me to send Brett from Levelons over there?
I don't know. Is he going to give me the Michael P. treatment?
Can't promise that.
Because
he's
got fungi.
Mafia.
I'm kind of disappointed in my yard guy, too. I cut my own grass, but the guy that sprays.
Oh, you got a spray service.
Well,
and there's still fungus?
Yeah, I'm on
it. Golly. Sounds like a phone call to corporate.
Now,
if I've ever seen one.
Maybe this is because I wait to pay him until, I'll let him do 2 services and, now I'll pay you.
Oh.
Because they raised the price on me twice.
You don't just pay like the whole year in advance. When I had a spray service, I just paid the whole year in advance.
No, man, I don't have NFL player money.
Don't even start with me.
but
cost NFL player money.
But I think my neighbor's got the same fungus because he found it in his yard in a bare spot too. But he's across the street.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of fungus that is not good. So I'm going to have to aerate. I'm going to go to pesticides. I don't know. There's a fungicide.
I'm sorry, man. I'm trying so hard to stay on topic. This man just keeps talking about fungus, and I'm I tried so hard to make sure we'd stay on the yard. Yeah, I'll give Brett a call.
I'm actually talking about my lawn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I say there's fungus in my grass.
So when you say you need to aerate, are you one of those guys that wears like the spiky shoes around to aerate, or are you going to bring a machine in to aerate? What we got working here?
I don't think 150, 60 pound, probably 65 right now, in spiky shoes is going to go deep enough.
Just put on spiky shoes and run wind sprints in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get one of those those machines that penetrates it, deep into the soul.
Yeah, big pause.
Dude, all I'm right, talking
it's
about
time.
My grass, okay?
It's time
you
for us to get out of here.
You guys need to get your head out of the weeds.
Okay. Time for us to get out of here, man. Appreciate you guys so much for listening to us today. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., same time, same place, same crew. Until then, make sure you
That's what she said. I mean, stay cool, Atlanta.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.